sent by God to come down and investigate, to confirm if the iniquity of the Amorite, the cup of the iniquity, is full. To confirm the abominations that are going on in the world. Is it true? Amen. There's a scripture in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, concerning the coming of the Lord. That statement there, for Christ will not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The fall away there is from two fronts. Christianity, the faith, the Christian faith, being, you know, people departing from the faith that was delivered to us by our apostolic fathers, and the usage from the interpretation from where they got the word, there shall come a falling away. The actual interpretation is rebellion. There will be a monumental rebellion. The rebellion there is not the type that you are seeing in Tunisia, in the Arab world now, Egypt and Libya. That is not the rebellion. They are talking about man rebelling against his maker. And if there is any time that scripture has been fulfilled, it is in our day. This is the only age where a human being will carry, write with microphone, write in a newspaper, write book, and say and deny the story of existence in the Bible, and say it is by evolution, the theory of evolution, that man Darwin, the Darwin theory of evolution. That man was not created, but man came by evolution. We evolved to what we are now. We were something else that after the millions and eons of time, we developed until we reached the stage of animal, like an ape. Then we evolved from ape to what we are now, to deny the story of creation by God. This is the time now where somebody will stand and tell you he does not believe in God. It's in the Bible. He said the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. The Bible called one who said there is no God a fool. Why does it call him a fool? Because testimonies all abound of the existence of God. It's only a fool that cannot see the testimonies, the witnesses. It is this age that a man can stand and say he does not believe in God, his own creator, that has the last say over your life. Amen. He said there is no God. This is a time where a Christian nation like America, that her constitution was derived from the Bible, the founders of that nation, America, we are Christians. But with time going now, that Bible now, amen. Time is going, the Bible is playing. Second, in fact, they are making sure even the word God should be removed from their constitution. And they are succeeding. There is a law that Christians have been fighting and battling so much until whosoever the president of America wants to appoint as a Supreme Court judge, the whole of America, they'll be interested who is he and whether he's a Christian or not. Small, they were removing the Christians from the Supreme Court, where the final law will be passed. Right now, in all the public schools, except private school, any school that is run by taxpayers, the Ten Commandments, they have been removed from the schools. Don't teach anybody anything about religion. You see, the parents of a child of a man that does not believe in Christianity can sue you to court if you go to teach his son in the school Christian religious knowledge. He will sue you to court. Because only him can determine what you should teach his son. Now there is a law they want to pass in America. And why it is so important is America sets the pace for changes in the whole world. That's why it's so important. It's in Revelation chapter 13. And people are thinking that that beast, that second beast there in America, in Revelation chapter 13, they can't even understand why will God bring America into the picture. America was founded long after that prophecy was given. Praise the Lord. It's America. People are arguing whether it's America or not. God strategically put it in chapter 13. And in American flag, it has 13 stars. That number 13, 13, 13, 13, relating to America. Amen. Praise the Lord. They falling away. The law they want to pass now is that they call it a hate law. The law that is don't you preach. From what I understand, you know, it's like don't preach and say one religion is evil while the other one is good. If somebody say he is a Muslim, don't say that Christianity is better than Islam. If you say so, you have broken the law. They will take you to court. What they are trying to do is to make sure you have no reason to preach at all in America. Because why will you preach if you cannot tell somebody that he's doing something bad? No God, so leave me alone. Fall away first. This is the age where things that could not be mentioned before, they now take center stage and even be celebrated, known as human rights. This is the age where homosexualism, gay movement, I think in Kenya also, either Kenya or I think it was Kenya or Uganda, last month or 2 months ago, where I was watching in the news, they call him gay activist. A young man, I think it's Kenya, declare himself he is a gay rights activist. That is, openly declare that he's a homosexual and they have a right to live the life that they live. And that why should the constitution of Kenya discriminate against them? That is the way they have chosen to live their sexual life. And he had his wife, another man, I don't know what word they call it. He held him together. They charged them to court for breaking the law of the land. And America and the European nations, we are fighting the government of Kenya. No, you don't condemn them. You don't do this. I mean, that is human right. That is extremist. This and that. You know, be careful. America will say it. And anytime America say it, the whole world has spoken. They release them. Then somebody went somewhere and killed him, assassinated him. They killed him. And it was headline news. For 1 week, every day, every hour. The Kenyan gay rights movement leader was assassinated.